All right, what is up? In this episode, I want to talk with you about one primary area. Like, if I could throw a dart, boom, right onto the bullseye and do one thing for you this year, it would be this. I want to teach you how to close more deals. And I don't mean like the whole process. Yes, I do that and I teach it. But in this episode, I'm going to throw a bullseye in one area that if you could crush it in this area, your business, your career, your confidence, your relationships will be different. So in this episode, let's narrow down the bullseye to closing more deals with submitting proposals the right way.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
All right, let's get down to the nitty-gritty, okay? The nitty-gritty is you need to close more deals. You and I know it. I feel the same way about my business. And so I've spent time optimizing this stage. The stage that is the most important. You like invested a ton of resources to get all the way to the end zone. I want to talk with you about how to punch it into the end zone with authority. Now, before we get into that, and I leave my football metaphor, I watched the national championship football game the other night. And it doesn't matter if you are the greatest team in the entire world. You can march on down that field, run plays with precision. You go 99 yards with confidence and swagger and get right there to the end zone. If you don't punch it in, if you don't drive into that end zone to score, well, there's no points on the scoreboard. And the same is true with submitting proposals. You could submit a proposal, get all the way down there, answer all the questions right, develop a great relationship, but you get right down there when you got that line between sending the proposal and getting the word yes. And I want to focus on optimizing that in your life. Because for me, it's been a game changer. Like, we crush proposals in this company like friggin' bosses. And the reason is we know that a PDF, sending somebody a PDF in their inbox is a low success tactic. That's where the best salespeople in the world fail to score, don't put anything up on the board, don't have points to show for all of the amazing work they did that full 99 yards. So when it's time for you to submit a proposal, you should, after you present the proposal, by the way, I think all proposals should be presented in the most visual way possible. Right off the bat, I want you to be thinking visually, not PDF, not text, not email. I want you to be thinking about large images on a PowerPoint or a keynote slide and the iconography that triggers what you're going to do, and very few words on the page, but enough words to explain. So use word economy. Visual images should support what you're going to do. And then if you've got like five things in this proposal or 10 things, create a page for each of the big things. So when you're teaching it, people are connecting the dots, show them the big roadmap, and then summarize everything at the end. Then when you go in and present it, and you do this on Zoom, you now have something that is visual for them to see while you're on camera. People are going to sell to you visually. So what does that mean for you as a business person? It means that you have to be very conscious when you're submitting material to make sure that material is ready for prime time, ready for somebody to look at, ready for somebody to go through it. And are you providing enough visual clarity where things are, where what you're selling is so clear that they're connecting the dots with you? Okay. Once you present that to them and they go, great, this looks great, man. So why don't you submit send us over to the proposal right then, right there at that moment. After you get off the call is the time. You've taken notes in that question, in that conversation with them. And those notes should be the questions that they asked in that meeting. Write down every question. Because what I want you to do is I want you to punch your proposal across the end zone with some friggin' visual clarity and some authority. Okay. So what you do is you, now that you're warmed and you just had that meeting, go into the room, talk into the camera, put your slides up on the screen. If you're using Vidyard, you should be using something like a Google Doc because Vidyard can needs to come out of the browser. If you're using something like Soapbox by Wistia, you could use your Keynote or your PowerPoint slides because it's a screen grab. Put yourself on camera next to that material and walk them through the information. Then, by the way, at the very beginning, I'm going to be like, hey, and I took a list of the questions you asked in the meeting. First, I'm going to walk you through the proposal, and I'm going to answer those questions in the appropriate spot during the proposal. All right. And this is for your team. By the way, for the rest of the team, my name's Todd. Haven't met you yet. I'm excited to meet all of you. But here's the information that Jenny, my internal champion, and I worked on in order to pull together this proposal for you. And then send that proposal like a freaking boss. Use a thumbnail image on the beginning inside of either Vidyard or Wistia and put that thumbnail image of you doing something that is related to the service you're going to provide. Why? Because one of the first things that people think of is, well, have they ever done anything like this? So if you've got a library of some photos of yourself, use that there in a photo of you doing what you're saying you're going to provide to this prospect will also lend your greater credibility. Okay. Take that, send it off to them. But instead of sending them a link to a page, take a screenshot of that thumbnail image with the play button in the center, put it inside of the email, and then hyperlink that thumbnail to the landing page where they can watch it. Include the PDF of the full proposal or whatever you're sending. If it's a keynote, that's what we do. We do PDFs of a keynote file that they had in the presentation, and then send that off, and then write the email and let them know, hey, John, thank you so much for the meeting. Here's a quick overview video for your team on the proposal and how we're going to solve your problem doing X, Y, and Z. Please have your team go through this material. And if anybody has any questions, please reach out to me. I'll be happy to answer more of those questions so everybody's on the same page so we can achieve your goals and start hitting home runs together. Boom. Like when you send a proposal with a video like that. Oh, wait, I literally just got one from GE. Let me just pull up the guy's name. I won't say it on here, but he just got it. And he said, hi guys. Yes, I did get your proposal, Todd. That was above and beyond. I forwarded it to my president. We'll be speaking tomorrow. Thank you for the follow-up. Boom. Like, how cool is that? I'm right there. I'm on the 1 yard line. I put all that work into it. You know what I'm doing? I'm drinking my own Kool-Aid. I'm going to punch it into the end zone with conviction. You should be doing the same thing, because if you're looking for your next 20% or your next 50% growth, I'm willing to bet that if you throw the dart in any area, if you optimize any part of your process, if you can start closing more of those proposals you submit, let's say you close 50%. What would your life be like, dude, if you could close 75%, if you just lift it 25%? And tell me, getting another 25% lift would actually be a 50% lift in your entire business. Do you get it? If you're only closing 50% of your proposals, but I can get you to 75%, that's a 50% bump in your business right there. Why wait? Start now. Use the power of video to convince and convert, and you will see, like a friggin' rock star, you will crush more deals in less time, punch more balls into the end zone, get more scores on the board, and it'll change your life and the life of the people that are depending on you. That's how you do it. By the way, I get thank you notes all the time from people like you in the audience. If you use one of these tactics and it works, it is my fuel. It's like my oxygen. Send it to me. Drop me a little note. Go, yo, dude, do this on LinkedIn. Yo, dude, did this tactic. It worked great. Thank you so much. Here's a bottle of tequila. Like, that would make my day. Are you kidding? All right, I'll sit back and wait for it. Cool. Thank you so much. Another great episode in the can of Video Marketing Mastery. I've got some social media strategies coming your way. I've got some other topics and some news. But stay tuned for the next episode of Video Marketing Mastery. Peace.